Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with Senator Charles Grassley about the next legislative session, the Farm Bill, and the holidays. And soon the Senate and the House, they'll have Republican majorities. What do you think will be accomplished once this begins?
Well, I can answer your question very well by the process that's going to change. Now, the certain legislation that's going to come out, there'll be a lot more legislation considered in the United States Senate under this new process. Reid is majority leader, so he can bring up the legislation. Now, that's going to fall to McConnell as a majority leader. What Reid always did is file a motion to stop debate even before debate started, so you didn't have much deliberation like the Senate's supposed to do. McConnell says, we're not going to file the motions to stop debate before debate starts, and maybe use the motion a lot less frequently than the Democrats have. And then Reid would fill up the amendment tree, so nobody could offer amendments if he didn't approve of them. McConnell says that that's not going to happen. And then we never had budgets, only once in the last 5 years, and the law says you've got to adopt a budget every year. We're going to have budgets. And then lastly, and there may be more than these five things, but these five things stand out in my mind. The fifth one would be that we've had very few Friday sessions. In fact, I can't remember the last time we had a Friday session. And the calendar for next year has come out, and Fridays aren't blacked out like they normally would be. So we're going to work, deliberate, and every senator can offer amendments. That's what's going to be different.
And then switching gears here, we have a new farm bill. Did it anticipate implications for the low corn and bean prices that we have currently?
No, but that doesn't matter because the bill was written with the prospects that if they did get low, that we would have a certain target price that would be paid to farmers if the price was below that, and that automatically kicks in. Now, whether that figure is exactly right, you know, you can always raise issues about that. But yes, it was anticipated if the price got low that we would have the proper supports. But I think you also need to look at another very important thing about this farm bill. It continues the crop insurance program. And quite frankly, I think the crop insurance program is a better program as a safety net for farmers than the target price situation is.
And do you have any remarks regarding the Environmental Protection Agency's delay of the 2014 Renewable Fuel Standard renewable volume obligations?
Yeah, one positive and one negative. The one positive one is they didn't do any damage by reducing the amount that needed to be used in 2014. But then the negative aspect of it is the fact that they say they're going to act for 15 and 16 still leaves a lot of uncertainty out there that I think hurts the ethanol industry. And if they come out with next year with some figures that are as bad as we had for prospectively for 2014, then I think you're going to find a bipartisan group of Midwestern senators fighting EPA.
And in closing, the holidays are upon us. If you could ask Santa for anything this year for Christmas, what would it be?
Peace in the Middle East. We know what the problem is. ISIS taking over, Iraq being in trouble when we thought we had peace in Iraq. And you may wonder why an American would feel concerned about peace in the Middle East, because we still have people in Afghanistan that may not necessarily be considered part of the Middle East, but then Iraq definitely is, and we're sending more troops into Iraq, and it just puts in jeopardy the lives of a lot of Americans that maybe wouldn't otherwise be if we had peace. And after 13 years of war in that part of the country, I think praying for peace is very important.
And in closing, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners at this time?
Well, after the first of the year, I'll be starting my 99-county tour, holding town meetings, getting views of people, for the most part, in open town meetings. But sometimes I go to a business and have a town meeting with their employees. Sometimes I go to a high school, because I don't get young people to come to my town meetings. But over the course of a year, I hope I get a cross-section. So I would invite the people of Southeast Iowa to come to my town meetings when they're playing for that part of the state. And by the way, this goes on over a period of 8 or 9 months, and maybe this year I'll spread them out over a period of 12 months. But anyway, before the end of the year, I'll be getting through all my counties for the 35th year in a row.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Senator Charles Grassley. This is part 2 of a 2-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.